Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Josh Dunos, the athletic director at Minnehaha Academy, and he's much more. And he joins us now. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, Mike, great to be with you.
You also do a lot of refereeing. You're one of those really active guys that I love out there. Explain the levels that you referee in different sports.
Sure, Mike. I do high school and college basketball. It's just small college. I shouldn't say just small college. It's great to work in the UMAC conference for college basketball.
Yep.
And then I also do high school football and get to work in the MIAC and UMAC for football as well. And just got back into baseball umpiring, doing a little high school baseball umping as well now. And just like to stay active with it and helps pay a few bills here. And I get to go out and watch kids play the sport that they love at a high level and hopefully go out and serve them well.
Now, Josh, I say that because we're always recruiting new officials. And last year they came out with a pretty good, I thought, marketing campaign. The State High School League and maybe some other states are doing this too. Well, they started to target college kids because there are a lot of college kids that played high school sports that aren't playing anymore that want to stay active. And there's so many ways that they can referee games and make some money. And every college kid wants to make some pizza money and beyond, and mom and dad want to make some money. But it's one of the most flexible schedules you'll find because there's such a need that kids can work it basically when they want, and they don't have to worry about it interfering with finals week if they don't want. But we're constantly trying to recruit those kids, and especially those kids that understand the game.
You're absolutely right, Mike. And those are the, that's what I was when I was 20 years old. I started officiating, and I needed the money in college, which was really helpful to me at that time. And I was fresh off, playing, high school athletics, and those young people have a knowledge and the physical ability to get up and down and keep up with the pace of the high school athletes. So it's just an ideal thing, and you won't find a job that pays you better hourly at that age. It's a great deal.
But the other part to that, Josh, is if I'm a kid or a parent that has a kid there, is where else do you get to deal with stressful situations that you have to negotiate? I mean, there's some real valuable life skills there. If you go on to be an athletic director, guess what? You're constantly negotiating with coaches, schedules, umpires, all those things down the road. Where else can you get that kind of stressful, have to figure it out on the fly sometimes, than refereeing and officiating?
No doubt about it. And you learn a lot about yourself.
Yes.
And once again, you get to go out and serve people, and that's always a great thing. And if they'll pay you a little bit for it, that's wonderful too. But yes, part of officiating that I really enjoy, and you've been out covered so many games in your lifetime, is there's just something new every night. It's not the same thing time and time again. There's a new challenge for you, and if you're competitive at all as a person, you can compete in officiating. You can try to be the best official in your area and try to improve constantly. And so it's very similar to playing a sport where you're just trying to master it and get great at it and in the process make the game better.
Yeah, and I've had people say, well, how do you know? I mean, how do you judge? Don't you? You know when you had, it's hard to explain, but you know when you got it right and when you had a good game.
Yeah, I like to think that I've had a few games where I did get it right. There's some where I didn't either, Mike, where I go home shaking my head.
And you know that too, Sometimes the game just doesn't flow,
Yeah, absolutely. But once again, it's a great challenge and a fun way, to go out and just be a part of high school and college athletics, which are just a fun thing to be around.
Now, Josh, before we get into the big event coming up this weekend, Minnehaha Academy endured the ultimate in the explosion and the school and the moving sites and all those things. From your standpoint and from the student body standpoint, what have you seen over the last couple of years?
Just an amazing story of, how great our community has been, but our leadership has just been tremendous in their vision. You cannot anticipate what we've been through. There's no planning ahead for it. It's unlike anything else. But from there, you have to react. And our leadership and our Dr. Donna Harris and our principal Jason Lynchlog and everybody in leadership at Minnehaha, including our board, has just done a tremendous job providing a vision, making quick and smart and wise decisions. We spent our 2 years over at Mendota Heights and had to make a quick decision to do that. And then they rebuilt our school. It's a tremendous facility. They've made all the right moves, and thanks to, Mortenson Construction there and our architectural firm for all the work they've put in. It's just been an amazing process. And, people were prayerful, for wisdom in the process. And the prayers were answered. It's a wonderful time now to come back and get back to the school. And everybody who comes to see the school is just amazed. They're blown away and really appreciative of the process and what's come about and really looking to the future and excited about what's to come.
So you go into this new facility, and how do you divvy up the space? Was it easy to make decisions and figure out on the fly? You had to figure it out right now.
Yeah. They had a great, were you talking about the transitional spot?
Yeah. The transitional housing, so to speak.
Oh my goodness, that was a challenge, Mike, because we lost a lot of square footage in that transitional period. They had to make a lot of decisions, and people had to make a lot of sacrifices, and smaller classrooms, and not the luxury that we had at our bigger school. But to see people come together like they did, and I mean it, our school was a smaller space, so we were right on top of each other, and actually grew closer as a community through that 2 year process. Of being close together. We have a chapel, a reserved auditorium for our chapels and our convocations and assemblies at our school. When we were in Mendota Heights, we had what we called our chapel-teria, because it was a half a cafeteria, it was a half a chapel auditorium. So, I mean, those were the challenges that you faced. No gym on site. We had Phi Ed classes without a gymnasium. How do you pull that off?
Oh, boy.
Amazing work from our physical education.
And the chapel-teria, again, is where you go, right?
Yeah, right. Well, they did have a little weight room, and they made that work. They put, exercise bikes and all sorts of equipment in there and made it happen for 2 years. But it was a lot of people coming together and never giving up, the vision of what, Minnehaha Academy education is supposed to be like. And they made it great for the kids, and now it's even better. So we're really excited about the future of Minnehaha.
What was it like to come back to the new school?
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Obviously there's a lot of emotion to the folks that were there 2 years ago, to get through that is important. That's a process as well. But the new space is 100% of the people I've talked to are just blown away by it, just really impressed by it. And just feel great about the new modern building and just all the advantages that are given to our students, to be educated at the highest level possible. So really feel blessed to be in that new facility.
Now, last year, in the midst of all that, you won a state football championship, a state basketball championship, two state basketball championships, actually, boys and girls, and
yes,
you're second in the state in baseball. I mean, that's incredible.
What a great year. I mean, we have been blessed. We have, 350 kids in our high school, Mike, but they all want to be
involved. That's four grades, right?
Yeah, and 9 through 12. Yeah, 9 through 12, there's 350 students. But they all want to be involved in two and three sports. We're blessed with multi-sport athletes, and they're also great in the classroom, obviously, and knock it out of the park with the choir and the orchestra and all those extracurriculars as well. We're just blessed with a great group of people who are looking to achieve at a high level. We've got outstanding coaches, and last year was incredible, to win football in the fall and enroll it into girls and boys winning state titles in basketball and then once again playing at Target Field for baseball. But we had several other teams. Our cross country program is always at the state meet. Track is always highly represented. Andrew Karpenko and our swim program. We've got a lot of great things going on at Minnehaha in our athletics, and I just feel blessed to be an athletic director at a school where we have so many high achieving athletes.
And now, this Friday and Saturday, you've got quite an event, one that's organically grown. I'm sure you couldn't anticipate what you're going to end up with once this got announced. But take us through what's happening Friday at Minnehaha and Saturday at Target Center.
Sure thing, Mike. 2 years ago, you might recall, Mike, and I think you almost have to give credit to, Tyus and Trey Jones at Apple Valley for, shining a bright light on Minnesota sports, or Minnesota basketball in particular.
Yeah.
They started getting the coverage by ESPN a couple years back, and then we got to play them 2 years ago on ESPNU at Apple Valley. And, we walked out of the gym that night and the folks at Paragon who put this event on that work with ESPN, well, they saw that we won that night and that we were young, and that we'd have players that would be worth watching. And so we've been in contact over the years. And finally, they came to visit our school and said, we want to do an event here. And, they put it together. And so we have Friday night at 6 o'clock, the Patrick School of New Jersey, who's ranked top five in the nation, versus Sierra Canyon of California, who's also top five in the nation. Following our game with Park Center, which is another high level program here in the state of Minnesota, at 6 o'clock we'll play them on ESPN3, and then the 8 o'clock game that night will be on ESPN2. So we're really excited about the national coverage of that event Friday night. It'll be in our gym. We've brought in auxiliary stands and the whole deal to pack in 2,000 people into our gym, and
and that's sold out, by the way, right?
Oh, sold out completely, yeah. Mike. Yeah, and quickly, which is exciting. But people can watch it on ESPN3. We hope they'll tune in Friday night to that. That entire evening should be outstanding, and a lot of good things happening there Friday night at Minnehaha.
And then Saturday, what I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, originally this was going to be at Minnehaha as well, and the ticket demand was so great, you said, wait a second, we got to rethink this.
But Mike, it was originally scheduled for Minnehaha. ESPN was very excited about having an authentic high school experience in a high school gym.
Yeah.
That was 100% our plan. I thought that's how it was going to go down. There was some thought about, a neutral site would be more fair to the Sierra Canyon folks. So when that started getting kicked around, we made some last-second calls, and the Target Center and the Timberwolves were very receptive to hosting the event. I'm really excited about this opportunity as well, so that everybody in Minnesota who's a big basketball fan can get out and come out and watch this game, and it's not limited to just 2,000 people. So it's very exciting to play it there, and it's going to be you want to be in the building that evening. You're just going to want to be in the building. It doesn't matter where you're sitting. It's going to be an event that I think will be talked about for a long time. This is national level high school basketball right here in Minnesota. And I hope people are excited about it. It sure looks like it by the ticket sales, Mike. We're approaching 10,000 or more tickets sold for the event. And I think it's going to be great.
And what, $25 a pop, right?
Yeah, that is correct. If you go to targetcenter.com, you can buy them online there. Yes, all one price at $25.
And will that be televised too?
That'll be on ESPN3 as well, Mike.
Okay, but this is one of those things. People in Minnesota, it's amazing, Josh. You know this. You mentioned with Tyus and Trey Jones, but for whatever reason, and the breakdown and all those things, I was at the Minnehaha Cretan game at Hopkins, and that was standing room only and standing deep for the. It was kind of the crescendo game of that a couple of weeks ago. But the sport of basketball has had its own rebirth, and all I think they've done is tap into what's always existed. People love to watch a good basketball game, and they love to watch a good high school basketball game. And in this state, we have found that if you give them that product and you market it right and let people know, I'm amazed at how they show up and how many people don't have a vested interest in the game in terms of they don't have a rooting interest. They just want to see a game.
Mike, I think what you've touched on a little bit is high school basketball in Minnesota has just reached a level that everybody should want to come out and watch. Mike, this isn't your high school basketball. This isn't my high school basketball.
Wish it was, but
these guys are doing things that you and I used to be real excited if we'd see one dunk a year in our 25 game schedule. Jalen might just do a 360 windmill on a breakaway, like a dunk contest, dunk in the middle of a ball game. Our guys play an exciting style. The teams that we're playing are playing an exciting style. You mentioned, Creighton, Durham Hall. There's teams like Creighton in the state of Minnesota that are playing great basketball. Eden Prairie, Hopkins, they're playing an exciting brand of basketball. And I'm glad that people are turning out to watch it. I got to tell you, I watch our practices, Mike, just because how exciting that, you know, it is to watch the level of ball that we have. Guys like Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren and Prince Eligby and, you know, Caden Johnson's playing linebacker. Terry Lockett's playing wide receiver in college, but they're great basketball players as well. We got a young man named Donovan Smith that'll, you know, he'll eight threes a night if you leave him open. It's just an exciting brand of basketball, and I think that's why people are turning out in big numbers.
Now, when you get that going, how many inquiries do you get from kids that are going, our parents saying, hey, I got a player here, we're thinking about Minnehaha when they're in the junior high level, whatever. What happens, I mean, do you field a lot of calls, and some of this stuff's personal information, but in general, with what you can discuss, what is that like once you get it going like you have it going?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a major factor is when a school gets, you know, some momentum going athletically, you do get more inquiries about your school. And I'll say this, you know, Jalen Suggs came to us in sixth grade, and that's really been, you know, what got the ball rolling is, you know, they see the way he plays and people follow, you know, his dad, Larry Suggs, is a great man who's coached at the grassroots level for years and years and years. And people follow that and they're attracted to that. When people call and ask about Minnehaha, we ask them to come in for a visit and we ask, are you serious about your academics? Because there's no faking your way through our school. You know, it's a challenging school. You've got to have your books right to make it. And you have to pay to come to our school. It's a private school. It's not for free. And so there's a lot of different factors, you know, but we encourage people to come take a look because we think we have a great thing going at Minnehaha. Obviously, it's always been known for its great Christian education and its academics, and now for its athletics, Mike. It's really you know, grown in popularity there, and we're really excited to be a part of that as the athletic department. And you know, I hope our enrollment continues to grow, and we welcome people who are looking for a quality education that and want that quality athletics atmosphere as well, and the ability to play two and three sports, which some of the bigger schools, you might not be able to make all those teams, Mike, but at Minnehaha, being a small school, you've got a chance to be the football, basketball, baseball guy if you want to be the track athlete, the cross-country athlete, you know, lots of opportunities at MA.
Yeah, and you can beat the big schools, by the way, if you're at Minnehaha as well right now. Now, does that also, though, I've always kind of wondered, from a private school standpoint, I talk about the athletics tonight because it's a sports show, et cetera. But when you, how valuable is athletics as a marketing tool to get people to Minnehaha or any private school, I guess, for the right reasons too? Because you know, the more your name's out there, the more it's just like the University of Minnesota when they flood the field after they beat Penn State. That's not just about football. That's about people, students out there saying, "Boy, I want to be a part of that experience. Looks like they got a vibe and a something going on at that school. I want to pursue academics there." Does that same thing happen because of athletics at Minnehaha?
Mike, I think you're exactly right. I think athletics resonates very, you know, very widely around. I think the sports page gets read a lot. You know, the sports channels get watched a lot. The sports shows. WCCO on Friday nights when you're on there, Mike, those shows get watched, and that is how you get to be known throughout the community. Minnehaha has been known for over 100 years as a wonderful institution, but yes, I think the popularity of the institution, Minnehaha Academy, has grown greatly over these last 10 or so years where we've been pretty exceptional in a lot of different athletics. So I think it benefits us mightily. But more importantly, it's not what defines us as a school. It's just a part of what we are as a school. And, you know, you don't have to be a great athlete to come to Minnehaha. We want every student who wants to come and be challenged at a high academic level. And I think we've got a lot to offer at Minnehaha. And sports is the cherry on top of the whole thing.
Now, I heard some murmurs. Is there any chance Jalen announces what his future is on Saturday?
Hey, super good question. Jalen will announce this weekend, whether it be Friday night or Saturday, is still in negotiation.
Okay.
I think some
stay
people
tuned.
Would like. Yeah, stay tuned. It's going to happen this weekend. He's going to make his announcement this weekend.
And then you got, after that, you had Holmgren and Eligby. I mean, it's just, and you had what, three football players that committed to three different schools, Michigan State, Iowa State, and Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, right?
You nailed it, yes. Craig McDonald will go down and play safety corner at Iowa State. Terry Lockett will play wide receiver at Michigan State, and Caden Johnson's going to be one of their 3-4 linebackers at Wisconsin. Mm. Super excited for those guys because they're all great people. They all get the work done in the classroom. And I'd say about all of our guys and for those folks who are deciding are they going to come out to a game soon, please do it. And if you have a young kid who wants to get their picture taken after the game, get an autograph of these guys, they do it 100% of the time. They welcome it. They're just fine young people, and they love that aspect of it, and they can remember they're youngsters still. They can still remember when they were the little guy coming out to the game and how it felt to have somebody they looked up to treat them well. So they're great with that. And so yeah, a lot of exciting things happening. And you named Chet Holmgren. He's the next big thing, Mike. He's unlike any other basketball player I've seen in the state of Minnesota. He's a completely different animal out there. He's a lot of fun to watch, and I hope people get to come out and watch him play as well.
Last question. What's your interaction been like with the big-time college coaches over the last few years as they've come to town? I know generally speaking they're talking to a player and a coach, but the AD gets involved some too. What have you learned about that, and has that been kind of a fun bonus to your job over the last couple of years?
Mike, I love athletics. I love sports. I've been a sports fan since I was a young guy, just like yourself. So when Patrick Ewing walks in our building, I do have to bump into him. You know, Shaka Smart from Texas was in. I had to come say hi to him. Yeah, there's some, Hubert Davis was recently in from North Carolina. I get a little bit excited about it, too. So it's kind of neat. I do try to stay out of it to the best of my ability.
But you can't miss Patrick Ewing walking through your hall.
can't miss him. Couldn't be a nicer guy. Really a good person. I know he's in there to recruit, but he has been very kind in his two visits to Minnehaha. So, yeah, really a fun aspect and a little bonus to my job right now. Absolutely.
All right. So, and if people want tickets to get to Target Center, they can still get them. And where do they find them?
Yep. Go to targetcenter.com. Order them up. Do it tonight. Get it taken care of. Come on out and watch on Saturday, 7 o'clock at Target Center.
LeBron James' son, right?
Absolutely. He is one of 7 to 8 Division I prospects on that team. He's just a freshman, but he does play on their varsity. Dwayne Wade's son is also on that varsity team, too. Mike, it's an amazing deal, and we hope that one, if not both, will be in attendance for that game. But can't make any promises on that, but we like their chances of coming out and watching as well.
Keep us posted, Josh. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for all you do, Mike. Appreciate talking to you as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.